Sri Aurobindo, The Synthesis of Yoga. Part 4, Yoga of Self-Perfection. Chapter 1, The Principle of the Integral Yoga. Page 609. The principle of yoga is the turning of one or of all powers of our human existence into a means of reaching divine being. In an ordinary yoga, one main power of being or one group of its powers is made the means, vehicle, path. In a synthetic yoga, all powers will be combined and included in the transmuting instrumentation. In Hatha Yoga, the instrument is the body and life. All the power of the body is stilled, collected, purified, heightened, concentrated to its utmost limits or beyond any limits by asana and other physical processes. The power of the life, too, is similarly purified, heightened, concentrated by asana and pranayama. This concentration of powers is then directed towards that physical center in which the divine consciousness sits concealed in the human body. The power of life, nature power, coiled up with all its secret forces, asleep in the lowest nervous plexus of the earth being. For only so much escapes into waking action in our normal operations as is sufficient for the limited uses of human life, rises, awakened, through center after center, and awakens too, in its ascent and passage, the forces of each successive notice of our being. The nervous life, the heart of emotion and ordinary mentality, the speech, sight, will, the higher knowledge, till through and above the brain it meets with and it becomes one with the divine consciousness. In Raja Yoga, the chosen instrument is the mind. Our ordinary mentality is first disciplined, purified, and directed towards the divine being. Then, by a summary process of asana and pranayama, the physical force of our being is stilled and concentrated, the life force released into a rhythmic movement capable of cessation and concentrated into a higher power of its upward action, the mind, supported and strengthened by this greater action and concentration of the body and life upon which it rests, is itself purified of all its unrest and emotion and its habitual thought waves, liberated from distraction and dispersion, given its highest force of concentration, gathered up into a trance of absorption. Two objects, the one temporal, the other eternal, are gained by this discipline. Mind power develops in another concentrated action abnormal capacities of knowledge, effective will, deep light of reception, powerful light of thought radiation, which are altogether beyond the narrow range of our normal mentality. It arrives at the yogic or occult powers around which there has been woven so much quite dispensable and yet perhaps salutary mystery. But the one final end and the one all-important gain is that the mind, stilled and cast into a concentrated trance, can lose itself in the divine consciousness, and the soul be made free to unite with the divine being. The triple way takes for its chosen instruments the three main powers of the mental soul life of the human being. Knowledge selects the reason and the mental vision, and it makes them, by purification, concentration, and a certain discipline of a God-directed seeking, its means for the greatest knowledge and the greatest vision of all, God-knowledge and God-vision. Its aim is to see, know, and be the divine. Works, action selects for its instrument the will of the doer of works. It makes life an offering of sacrifice to the Godhead. And by purification, concentration, and a certain discipline of subjection to the divine will, a means for contact and increasing unity of the soul of man with the divine master of the universe. Devotion selects the emotional and aesthetic powers of the soul, and by turning them all Godward in a perfect unity, intensity, infinite passion of seeking, makes them a means of God possession in one or many relations of unity with the divine being. All aim in their own way at a union or unity of the human soul with the Supreme Spirit. Each yoga in its process has the character of the instrument it uses. Thus, the Hatha yogic process is psychophysical, the Raja yogic mental and psychic, the way of knowledge is spiritual and cognitive, the way of devotion spiritual, emotional, and aesthetic, the way of works spiritual and dynamic by action. Each is guided in the way of its own characteristic power. But all power is, in the end, one. All power is really soul power. In the ordinary process of life, body and mind, this truth is quite obscured by the dispersed, dividing, and distributive action of nature, which is the normal condition of all our functionings, although even there it is in the end evident. For all material energy contains hidden the vital, mental, psychic, spiritual energy, and in the end, it must release these forms of the one Shakti. The vital energy conceals and liberates into action all the other forms. The mental, supporting itself on the life and body and their powers and functionings, contains undeveloped, or only partially developed, the psychic and the spiritual power of the being. But when by yoga any of these powers is taken up from the dispersed and distributive action, raised to its highest degree, concentrated, it becomes manifest soul power and reveals the essential unity. Therefore, the Hatha yogic process has too its pure psychic and spiritual result. The Raja yogic arrives by psychic means at a spiritual consummation. The triple way may appear to be altogether mental and spiritual in its way of seeking and its objectives, but it can be attended by results more characteristic of the other paths, which offer themselves in a spontaneous and involuntary flowering. And for the same reason, because soul power is all power, and where it reaches its height in one direction, its other possibilities also begin to show themselves in fact or in incipient potentiality. This unity at once suggests the possibility of a synthetic yoga. Tantric discipline is in its nature a synthesis. It has seized on the large universal truth that there are two poles of being whose essential unity is the secret of existence, Brahman and Shakti, spirit and nature. And the nature is power of the spirit, or rather is spirit as power. To raise nature in man into manifest power of spirit is its method, and it is the whole nature that it gathers up for the spiritual conversion. It includes in its system of instrumentation the forceful hatha yogic process, and especially the opening up of the nervous centers and the passage through them of the awakened Shakti on her way to her union with the Brahman. The subtler stress of the Raja Yogic purification, meditation and concentration, the leverage of will force, the motive power of devotion, the key of knowledge. But it does not stop short with an effective assembling of the different powers of these specific yogas. In two directions, it enlarges by its synthetic turn the province of the yogic method. First, it lays its hand firmly on many of the mainsprings of human quality, desire, action, and it subjects them to an intensive discipline with the soul's mastery of its motives as a first aim and their elevation to a diviner spiritual level as its final utility. Again, it includes in its objects of yoga not only liberation, mukti, which is the one all-mastering preoccupation of the specific systems, but a cosmic enjoyment, bhukti, of the power of the spirit, which the others may take incidentally on the way, in part, casually, but avoid making a motive or object. It is a bolder and larger system. The second half of this chapter, The Principles of the Integral Yoga, will be continued, stopping mid-page 612.